It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge, 15 minutes, whatever. Y'all just hang in here because it's going to be fun. Doop, doop, doop.
Everybody.
See you then.
Well, hey, Gene.
Hey, Mary.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just Jim Dandy. I wonder why we call it that. Why do you say I'm doing Jim Dandy?
Well, I don't know. Dandy is dandy. It's like good, I guess.
Who's Jim?
I
have a nephew named Jim.
Yeah. Jim's pretty generic.
Yeah. And somebody had a song way out. Go, Jim Dandy, go. But I don't remember what it was all about. Anyway, I'm here to tell you about a word of the day. Word of the day. Word of the day. Word of the day. You want to hear my word of the day?
Yeah, I'd love to. What is the word of the day?
The word of the day.
Is?
The word of the day.
Okay, now I go.
Nah, the word of the day is tumble.
Tumble?
Like that word of the day, word of the day, word of the day, just tumbled out of my mouth.
I see.
See what I was doing there?
Yes, I see.
Yeah, see? He can see what I'm saying, y'all. How about that? Can you see?
Pick it up with your foot and down.
Can you see what I'm saying? Not very easily. The words don't have physical form. Unless I add my body language to it, then you got all kinds of physical form. Like when I start banging on my drum. You know, I have a theme going on this week here. I'm banging on that drum. I will be drum. When I get my taiko, folks, that's going to be our new intro. Drum, 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 drum. I like drums. They're cool.
We need to have a music show so people can call in with their musical instruments and their drums and do it on the air.
Well, I think you're going to set that up, aren't you? Going to find some musicians?
Well, maybe so. That's what I'm kind of thinking of it. So if you're a musician, you want to do something like that, holler out. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com.
Yes, that's the email address. contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. So the word of the day is tumble, and it means... Where did it go?
Fall down
suddenly, clumsily, or headlong. She pitched forward, tumbling down the remaining stairs. Or fall over, topple over. You lose your footing. You lose your balance. You keel over, pitch over, fall over, head over heels. That's like in love. Head over heels. You move or rush in a headlong or uncontrollable way. A group of kids tumbled from the vehicle and headed inside. It's more of a poetic way of saying they hurried out. You rush, scramble, scuttle, scurry, fall, stream. Fall rapidly in amount or value. Prices tumbled. So the reason we're talking about things that are tumbling is going back to Barb Marino's research about an incident that happened in 1901. Any idea what that might be?
Well, 1901, I think there was a fire in Jacksonville, Florida, downtown, from an old mattress factory.
Maybe people tumbled out of the mattresses?
Maybe.
Were they sleeping on the job?
No, probably not.
Oh, Lord, I've been around my husband too long. He's a pun king, so.
But I'll bet that's not what you were talking about.
No, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Annie Edson Taylor.
Annie Edson Taylor, huh?
Who's that?
Who is that?
I was so glad you asked. Who's Annie Edson Taylor? On October 24th, 1901, that was more than 120 years ago, she was an American school teacher. She probably was an American school teacher on October 23rd, 1901 as well. And she was 63 years old on her birthday on October 24th, 1901. I am very repetitive today. Sorry, folks. What did I say?
What was that?
Word of the day. Word of the day. Word of the day. Drum, 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 drum. She became the first woman and the first person to survive a trip over Niagara Falls. Now, before I finish my sentence, which I like to interrupt myself, she did not trip over Niagara Falls. You know how you trip over your foot, or you trip over the cat, you trip over a string, or you trip over an edge in the sidewalk.
Different kind of trip.
But we're not talking about a druggy trip. Woo-wee. We're talking about a journey trip. She survived a journey over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
I just don't know about that.
A wooden barrel at that. Now, why, you ask, did she do this?
Well, why did she do that?
I'm so glad you asked. Her motives were financial, but she never made much money from her adventure. See, adventure is another word for trip.
Yeah, yeah.
She designed the barrel herself. I'm sure it would have been padded. I would think it would be padded and comfortable. If I'm going to be designing a barrel, not that I would know how, although I think I'm ready to design a drum because I don't know how to do that either, but I want a drum, folks. I really want a drum. Somebody give me a drum, a really good big taiko Japanese drum that I can pound on all day.
I just was thinking, I've got some pieces of bamboo we could probably hollow out and make you some drums. Not a big giant one, but there'd be lots of them, little ones.
Well, I'll take them. Okay. I want drums. I want a taiko drum. I want a big drum, but I'll take the little drums too. I have to build up Curtis's tolerance to my drumming. I think I was moving books today, and he came. What's going on? Are you rearranging your office? Anyway, the barrel that Annie Edson Taylor designed was 5 feet tall and 3 feet in diameter, nice and roomy, with cushions to prevent potential injuries. She had her own bubble wrap, folks. She tested it on her cat first.
Oh, man.
And her cat survived.
Poor cat.
I would never do that to Kenny.
She lied about her age. She claimed to be in her 40s. Because can you imagine? Here's a 63-year-old woman wanting to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. You're going to break a hip. The whole trip. Guess how long it took her to make this trip over the Niagara Falls?
Gosh, I mean, I'm 10, 15, 20 minutes?
About 20 minutes. Because the falls move fast.
Yeah.
She suffered a small scratch on her head. Her manager stole the barrel.
And it was never recovered.
What kind of manager is that?
Crooked.
Manager's supposed to manage you, not steal from you.
Well, of course, if it was supposed to be financial and she never made much money, maybe he sold the barrel for his own profit.
Right.
You know?
He probably did.
And she made a little money at first.
Oh.
But then when people stopped being interested in it, she was, you know, financially strapped again. She was a 63-year-old school teacher, probably ready to retire. In the years following the stunt, they enacted laws so that people could no longer do this.
Of course.
You know, Curtis and I once owned a computer LAN center. This was way before Xbox Live or any of this stuff happened. And we had young teenagers. It was mostly geared for teenagers and older-ish people, well, 35 maybe, if you call that old. But we had these gamers that would come in and play, but a lot of it were teenagers. And there was this one kid who came in one day, and we had posted another rule on the wall, you know, no spitting on the sidewalk, no peeing in the trash can, you know, things like that. And he came in, he goes, another rule? I said, if you guys would quit breaking the rules of common sense, we wouldn't have to post rules. Because we would tell them if you spit on the sidewalk or pee in the trash can, you were banned for X number of days or whatever. And that was the only way to get their attention. So they had to make rules to stop our laws. Did you know that from 1901 to 1955, there were copycats. She inspired. We just had a show about inspiration. She inspired copycats. Of the 15 people who made their own attempts, Guess how many survived?
How many? Half of them.
Not even. Whoa. Well, wait, yeah, 10. 10 survived, so more than half. Two-thirds.
Wow. Of course, the other guys.
Those other five, guys or gals or whatever, cats, copycats. Yeah. Annie was pretty much penniless when she died in 1921 at 83 years of age. Her friends raised enough money to give her a proper burial next to her greatest achievement. So I guess she was buried next to Niagara Falls. Too bad she couldn't have been buried in the barrel that they stole from her.
Wouldn't that have been cool? Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The barrel was 5 feet tall and 3 inches, 3 feet in diameter. Makes me wonder how tall was Annie. Yeah. So I'm guessing she was sitting probably on a cushion or something in there, scrunched in. But she had to be at least 5 feet tall. You know, I don't know.
That'd be quite a trip.
That'd be like getting in a little Volkswagen Beetle and going over the edge. I don't think I want to try that. I just want to bang on my drum all day. And I think I'm going to go find something else to bang on because this desk is getting old and tired of banging.
Well, you know what works good a lot of times if you have a big, like a plastic bin that comes with cookies or popcorn or things like that.
Oh, brownies. I got a tin. Brownies? I got a tin with brownies in it.
Those emptied and you bang on different parts of it. You get different tones. You can actually play melodies sometimes. There was a certain plastic container at Sam's Club that had little peppermints I used to give away at my hot dog cart.
Yeah.
And it was about 2 feet tall and about a foot across, and it had about 2 octaves of different notes. Well,
what is it that you used to tell your grandson when he was little?
No, if anything can be an instrument.
Because, you know, I could drum on my chest.
Yeah,
that could be it. And that's actually very therapeutic because Then take a rake with 2 10-year-olds. No, but there's a pressure, a meridian point in your the upper chest area.
Really?
That if you pound it, it increases your blood flow or something. I don't know. You know, people, I talk like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, just thinking about it, sitting and pounding on my chest, like you said, you can pound on different parts of your body and make different notes.
Yeah, like your head. Okay, that's enough for today. Folks, we're going to say bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Happy you chose to take a break with us, and see you then.
Yeah, see you at beunique.org, BUNEKE.org. Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everyone.